Hi, is Michael available?
Oh, he isn't. He drives over the road, so he's not home very often, and when he is, it's usually late in the evening.
Okay, I gotcha. Maybe you can kind of lead me in the right direction. I was looking to speak with like a CFO or office manager. Is somebody like that around, or maybe you can kind of point me in the right direction?
Well, yeah, we do all the books here at home.
Okay, gotcha. I was just looking to follow up on a finance offer. We actually pre-selected him based on his past financing history with Freight Check in 2012. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Yep.
Yeah, based on that, we actually have you pre-approved for both equipment and working capital financing. So are you guys looking to bring on any new trucks or anything like that, or anytime like later this year?
Not I'm aware of, but, you know, things change. It depends on what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty familiar with the industry. I work with lots of different trucking companies. But yeah, I can always try following up, or maybe I can just leave my information, and if anything comes up, you guys can give me a ring. Like I said, we actually pre-selected you. We don't just work with any business. So I kind of just wanted to chat with Michael, see how business is going, see if we're a good match, you know, see where we might be able to help you guys out later down the line. But is there like a certain time of year where you look to bring on new equipment, or is it sort of just as needed?
It's usually as needed at this point.
Okay, gotcha. How many drivers do you guys have?
Well, right now we've only got just one, but we're looking to add a couple more.
Oh, that's awesome. What is there like a timeline on that when you're looking to add on a couple drivers?
No, it's just whenever we get someone that fits well with the organization. Because we're very small, we kind of screen who we have and, you know, they're taking on our equipment, so we want to make
Absolutely. I don't blame you for that.
You know, so we do some background checks and whatever on them. But, yeah, we lost a couple drivers. One of them was deceased, and the other one, he was going through a terrible divorce and left the company. So we hated to get rid of him because we'd had these three drivers for quite some time.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, one of those things is part of the business.
Exactly. You got to be able to adapt and change and stuff. So,
yeah. So if you leave me like your name or how he can get in touch with you as soon as he does come home, because sometimes he will drop through here.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely would be happy to leave you with my information.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. It's Julian, J-U-L-I-A-N. Calling with Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank.
Okay.
And my direct line here is 858-779-0931. And you could just, you can jot down equipment financing, but also working capital financing you're pre-approved for as well. Are you familiar with working capital?
Pardon me?
Are you familiar with working capital financing?
No, I'm not, but he may be.
He might be. It's kind of a new lending program. It gives you access to more cash than a typical line of credit. Generally, we can free up around 10% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So just say, for example, you guys did $500,000 last year in total, you know, top-line revenue. We can typically get you around 50 grand. So do you think you can use that right now to grow your business, like for hiring purposes? Because, like I said, you guys can do equipment or working capital financing.
Yeah, well, that's
both
possible. But I mean, I know that he's been looking around for trailers, new trailers, to rigs he's got. So the only thing I can tell you is you'd do better to talk directly to him.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll drop through here. So if he does, what are your hours where I can have him call you?
I'm 6:30 to 3:30 West Coast, so 9:30 to 6:30 for you guys.
It's 9:30 to
6. 6:30 for you guys, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm 3 hours behind you guys, so. But yeah, I mean, you can also shoot me an email. Is there a good email I can reach Michael at? I can just send him a quick note that we have my information on file.
Yeah. It would be M-H-O.
M-H-O?
117 at comcast.net.
Okay, comcast.net. Let me just make sure. I think I might have missed a part of it. M-H-O 0-9-1-1-7 at comcast.net.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's MHO7809117@comcast.net.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I thought I missed a couple numbers. MHO7809117@comcast.net. Okay. And that goes directly to him?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'll just send him a quick email, and I'll try following up with you guys maybe in a couple weeks or something if I don't hear back, just to make sure all your business needs are taken care of. Are you guys growing over last year, or how's business going?
Well, business was going great until we lost the two drivers.
Right.
Revenue kind of slows down when that happens.
But, yeah. So you guys have lots of work. You just need more people at the moment.
We have plenty of work.
Well, that's a good position to be in. It's better than the opposite, right? We're having a bunch of employees and no work.
Yeah, exactly. Because we're small, we've kind of built some clients that are repeat clients, and so we've got kind of contracts with them.
That's awesome. I bet they really like the kind of small business, like family run sort of thing, because it's more, gives you more of like a trustworthy, like relationship based relationship, like, you know.
And you arrive at the destination, they know you by name and they're looking for you. You know, you work directly with them and it works well that way.
Yeah, rather than like a big company where you get somebody different every time and you don't know who you can trust and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So, yeah. What is your name again, by the way?
My name is Barb.
Barb, okay. What were you going to say, Barb?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I think it was just, I was just going to tell you that, you know, that way you could get a hold of him, and at least then when I talk to him about this, he'll know who we're talking about.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll just shoot him an email, just so he has everything on file. Just send him some quick information, and then feel free to reach me anytime, or you know, via email if he prefers. And like I said, I'll follow up with you guys maybe in like 2 weeks if I don't hear back. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Awesome, Barb. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon, okay?
Bye.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.